Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 20th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Treasury says that the country has secured lines of credit of up to $500 million from international banks designed to increase the supply of foreign currency for imports, industries, and other sectors. The government says this facility is expected to stabilize prices in the country.
The central bank has advised members of the public that with immediate effect, procurement of oil shall be done through the interbank foreign exchange market. The bank says there shall be only one foreign exchange rate to be used in the market for the importation of all goods and services. The one-to-one exchange rate that was being used by the oil marketing companies for the procurement of fuel will be discontinued with immediate effect.
The government says this is being done in order to promote the efficient use of foreign currency and the tackling of the current economic decay fueled by corruption and other ills. At the same time, the government has announced that ZUPCO fees have been reduced by 50% with effect from tomorrow.
And there were reports that there were running battles today between vendors and the police in Harare. What's going on in Zimbabwe?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, but Jonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila ndodoti.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. So ke izupho phela singayikatha uhambe lapho yakhona.
Yes. You know, when I was growing up,
yes,
we used to buy a ticket for 2.5 cents.
Yeah.
Then you bought the bus, you go to town and come back.
Yeah.
With the same ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether on the return fare we were paying, but we were using the same
ticket.
I'm
not going to go into that as well, because I know what we're doing to the tickets.
That's why I said it was in the early 70s.
Yeah, you know the iron that you use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Later they introduced punching keeper.
So we're in the same boat.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to have a corner. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngezomnotho kwele Zimbabwe. Kukhanya ngazani ke sokungani kulokhu hlupho lokukhulu kakhulu. Khonapho nxa sikhuluma nge-exchange rate ekhona kuna manje. Nxa sikhuluma nge-RTGS kulabanye abathi i-126 nxa ukuthi utshintsha imali to mali. Kuzobuya i-126 nxa utshintsha kwi-electronic. Kuzobuya 125 nxa utshintsha kwi-imali to mali. Abanye sizokuthiwa ke sebehamba bethi 127. Ngakwe electronic. So singathi ke umnotho weZimbabwe unganikuqa ngamadolo sibili. Nxa sesikhangela okunengi okwenzakalayo njalo kuyakhanya lokuthi ke sokulaloko kuthiwa yi-Operation Restore Sanity emadolobheni. So lapho ke izupho sokuthiwa ke sokumele yehliswe yehliswe kakhulu sibili imali yokugada. So nxa ngikhuluma ngemali yokugada sokuthiwa ke nxa kuyikuthi uhamba 1 to 20 kilometers kade ubhadala idola okwamanje sokuyi 50 cents. Nxa ukuthi ukuhamba 20 to 30 kilometers bekuyi $1.50, khathesi kuyamele kube yi 75 cents. Nxa uhamba 30 to 40 kilometers bekuyi $2 impondo, khathesi ke sokuli dollar elinye. So ke yikho konoko kwethulwe lugatsha lwezemali kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona incwadi le esayinwe nguGT Kuba Matanga uthi ya. Nxa sokunjalo. Uyakhuluma lapho Kuba Matanga.
Yes.
Kuzobuya ke i-Central Bank, i-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Ithi konkana kade kusenzakala ukuthi oil kuyathathwa imali kunikwe abayithengayo kube yi 1-to-1 exchange rate so kumele kuphume konke lokhuyana. So kumele kwenzakale ukuthi nxa uthenga ifuel uyazithengela nje ubone ukuthi irate yangkhona ihambelana lomkambo
nemusiwo
ukuthi ya ukuthi uhamba njani. So ukuthiwa willing buyer, willing seller basis. Kunjalo ke kodwa ke sizwile okunye futhi ukuthi khona ngale kulokugijimisana kumangalisayo ehalali amapolisa lamavendor.
Yes,
uhlala khona vele mfowethu.
I think Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyat explained what happened. He said the police had a report of a man who was allegedly abducted by four men, his former customers, because this guy sells and repairs cell phones. So these guys came and accused him of selling them a cell phone that was not working, and they allegedly kidnapped him, demanded their money, forcing the guy to call his wife who was home to bring money to town. And the police heard about that, and they had to go and rescue that man. That's when the vendors... Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he says that the vendors attacked the police who were to rescue this guy. Yes. Tunezwe ya kuti zvakawanda zviri kunzi zvakumuka mabaudi asi zvese zvinogona kusungwa chimwe nechimwe nenguva yacho. Tinonzwa kuti nhasi danho ratangwa nehurumende nderekudira mari ivimbiso yakaitwa iyo. Mari inoenda $500 million US dollars. Hanzi kuti inge ichibatsira vanotenga zvinhu kunzawo, inenge ichiswa mabhanga kuti inge ichikwanisa kuwanikwa. Hatizivi hedu kuti mari yazobudirira kudirwa here, nekuti tinoona kuti gore negore kana kuti nguva yakawanda hurumende inenge ichingoimbisa kuti iri kudira $500 million. Ekuitawo nyaya yekuti kambani yeZupco inotakura vanhu nemabhazi vazivisawo hurumende, yazivisa kuti vadimura mari dzaachiripirwa nevanhu nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana, 50% fare reduction kutanga mangwana musi wa21 May. Ndeimwe nzira iyoyo iri kunzi iri kubatsirawo vanhu. Kwoitawo nyaya yekunzi hurumende yamisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vanotenga mafuta edzimotokari vanga vachienda vachinotora nerete ye1:1, hanzi vakuwaniswawo mari idzodzo dzekunze nereti inenge iripo zuva iroro. Vamwe vanotarisirawo zvinogona kurerutsa zvinhu mukuwanikwa kwefuel. Vamwe vangu vachitiwo mumwe aigona kuti akanga aitora ne1:1 dzinonguva aizotengesa pamukambo, mukambo inove black market yanga ichidetemainawo kuti musiwo yakamira sei kuma5-6 ikoko. Kana kunge wada kuzonotenga mubhengi inenge iri kuma1:3 ndezvimwe izvozvo. Kwoitawo nyaya tati kurukura naGibbs mapurisa nemavenda vari kunzi vaidzana mutsimba kukikiridzana wrestling mutaundi, zvaita kuti papwanywe girazi rekambani inotengesa kana kuti chitoro chinotengesa mishonga cheQV Pharmacy. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo. Ndinonzwa kuti tina vaMichael Ndiweni vari parunhare iye zvino vanove mukuru vanotengesera migwagwa kana kuti mavenda.
And Michael Ndiweni is also a political and economic commentator. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gibbs. Greeting, listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Give us your assessment of the current situation in Zimbabwe, taking into account that this 500 million facility that the government is talking about in terms of trying to, you know, mitigate against the increases in prices. So give us your take on that.
Yeah, I read about that also in the media, and that the government is going to, they call it drawing down $500 million and then put it into the market and deal with the interbank payments, among other things. I think the idea could be a positive one on paper, but then it's another thing if we talk about the real impact of that. I think our government is good in giving these statements, and then at the end of the day, you hardly see the action on the ground. So I think I wait to see, just like all these Zimbabweans, to see whether this is going to bring about any meaningful change. But what I did today, actually, by end of day, I tried to make an assessment just to move around town and find out, looking at the black market rate particularly, because I thought that there was going to be a bearing, in the black market rates. What I got was that the rates had gone down. Actually, around 4 p.m., the rate had gone down about 10% or so. But then I'm not sure whether it's they wait and see from the black market dealers to see what's going to happen, or the man has been putting the market into the banks, and therefore the market is now flooded with US dollar. I am not sure. I need to find out maybe tomorrow to see an analysis session and see whether this trade is going to be sustainable. But as we speak right now, nothing really has been seen besides the going down of the rate by about 10%. So I'm not sure whether it's the impact of that, or people are now speculating and holding on to whatever they're chat people are doing to see if this is going to happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the line. Do we have any people that are following us right now?
Yes, let me.
Because I can see
phone.
That on the Ndebele VOA Studio 7 page, there are so many people that are following us right now. So what do we have there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, we have Mr. Believe Gaule on the phone. He's the ZANU-PF activist and businessman. Welcome to our show, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much, good people. And how are you today?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us. We are discussing about the state of the economy and the measures that the government is trying to put in place to address some of these problems. And the major talking point, Mr. Gaule, was the injection of the $500 million into the interbank market. But some say the government has been saying this since time immemorial. Whenever there is a crisis, it promises to inject $500 million into the market. What's your take on this?
I think people, at times, must learn to be patient and wait and see if ever the minister is going to fulfill his promise. And this is exactly what the minister has said. And remember, austerity for prosperity by the minister is still on. The minister is doing his thing. And this is exactly all what the minister needs is our support. And remember, yes, you are talking of this money that is supposed to be invested into our economy. The US dollar, that is really, we are in a crisis, and we desperately need that money and in order to really do business, because we can't do business without money. And this is exactly things that really, things are bad in the country as we speak right now. But I foresee a situation whereby if we manage to get the money that the minister is talking about, and really we it will go a long way towards helping us in the situation that we find ourselves in right now. But at the same time, let me ask him to say this to you, that let's be patient. Let's give the minister time to do his work. And really, let's really give him the support that he deserves.
Thank you so much.
Yes, hello, Mama Lapake, Ikumweni, Ukero Moyo. Mama Moyo, kunjani, Mama? Yeah, Mama Moyo, uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, nanku ke kukhanya kulodubo kule Zimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke uhulumende uthi isedinga imali i-500 million. Ukuthi ifakwe phela emnothweni welizwe kwenzela ukuthi kudingwe impahla ezijiyeneyo. So wena ungathi ningakhona kunjalo lokuthi kambe umnotho welizwe uya ngaphi? Ngamafutshane sibili, mama.
Imali yangikhona bayidinga bethi bayibhadala ngani ngoba vele ilizwe kalilayo imali yangikhona. Lezo zinto abazidingayo yiziphi izinto abazidingayo? Ngoba bona ngokwabo yiba abalokhe beqeda imali, bemotha imali, bedinga nale zinto ezingalangqondo. Kathesi kunja izibhedlela zilalokhu zeni azilani imithi. Abantu bayafa, bayaphela. Xa kuwukuthi awukho kuzanu uyafa ungazange welatshwa. So yiluphi usizo lwangikhona oluzaba khona?
So kodwa wena ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani khonokho, mamoya?
Mina vele mbona kuyikuthi khona into abangasenzela yona vele. Ngihlala ngitsho ngithi mina into abangasenzela yona thina ezabantu bakomthwakazi vele umnotho wethu uyasilingana, usanele kahle. Bona kabathathe senze nje restoration yona lana vele ibuyele endaweni yayo sibona ukuthi khona abehluleka ukuthi begavene izwe labo ngobani thina eza abantu bakomthakazi singakwanelisa ukuthi sizenzele izinto zethu umnotho wethu esinawo uyasilingana
ye okwamanje kodwa
basempumalanga vele bona bacorrupt ngokwabo
nxa sikhangele khona manje mamoya ukuthi ongayenziwa kates ukuthi kulungiswe khona manje esingathi ungavuka kukhona kusasa yikuyi
mna vele ngifuna i-restoration
yes
yiyo nje i-restoration engiyifunayo ngoba kathesi kunje sikhangele le imali ezimotshwe nguhulumende esenza khona lokho okuthiwa ngokukhumisana umlotha egebha amangcwaba abantu ebhadala amalokhuzeni labana kuthiwa yini laba ngesilungu ngiyakukhohlwa lokho laba ababehlola ukuthi umuntu wafa kanjani zimalini zona leziya into ezenziwa ngesikhange phansi kufihlwane vele so i-restoration vele mbona ngantha yiyo ezanceda ukuthi konkona abantu bebe lokuthula
ye siyakubonga kakhulu ke emoyo ungadinela kusasa mama sibongele
kakhulu
ye okay papa so mamoyo yes mamoyo saying that the only solution is to let those people live in Harare and somewhere else live on their own. Then we have the southern part having their own people.
But still using the same currency.
That shouldn't be fine. So let's hear from Tinguzulu Khumalo. Baba Tinguzulu Khumalo, unja?
Nikhona ngathola ni baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu kuya. Ye, kuya lapha abantu banengi sibili. Akutsho wena lamuntu umuntu simnika 1 minute 30 seconds ukuthi akukhulume isifiso sakhe. So kuthe Zimbabwe vele kumele kwenzakaleni. Kukhanya ngazani phela into ehluphayo umnotho ungani sokuguqa amadola.
Awumnotho usuguqe ngamadolo lakhathi esidumbi. Iqiniso ukuthi ubukhokheli esibe labo kusukela ngo-1980 ayikayisiyo quality yobukhokheli obungabuse emhlabeni lowo. Yibukhokheli obehlulekayo kakhulu okungakaze kubonakale emhlabeni. Iqiniso ukuthi ungakhangela ukuyanga sikuloku nzima kakhulu kuqale ngo-1980. Akula muntu wake wanotha kusukela ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwabantu abatshontshayo kuphela. Ukusebenza lokuzisebenza lokhu vele kakusasizi umuntu empilweni. Uhulumende lowo okhona ama-policies akhe kawamphuculi umuntu, kawaliphuculi ngitsholoni lishwe. Instead adala ukusuphe kokukhulu empilweni zabantu. Ngoba yena uhulumende lowo iqiniswe ukuthi ngabantu abangoguluva amatsotsi bona bakhangelela ukuthi bona ngokwabo bazinothise kuphela ngama resources okufuza ukuthi athuthukise ilizwe okuyinto embi kakhulu njalo bekwenza khonoko bakwenza belobugebe ngobukhulu kakhulu bokuthi abafuni kubona ukuthi abantu babakhangele bafuna ukuthi benze ingani bona ama resources ngawabo personal property ama resources awe lishi which is very unfair.
Yeah, isikhathi duse sikunika 30 seconds baba qathisa khona apho.
Athe sikunje bayehluleka ukuthi ba improve babone ukuthi okuyikho okubulala i-economy kuyini kambe abantu baluza izimali isikhathi sonke lesi abantu baluza imali ngama barrier check khathesi kwabiswa lokho okuthiwa ngama bond notes lakho futhi sekusikhiphile izimali nasisela izimali kusenziwa ngabomo nje ngama police affiliate.
Yeah, to isikhathi sibongile kakhulu baba ungathini kusasa. Yes, that is Mr. Khumalo. He's saying that the country is not doing well in terms of policies. So he says, you know, if you look at the bond notes, you look at everything that the government has been doing, it has not worked. So why do they continue doing the same thing? So he says maybe things should change. So
we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, before maybe let's go to Mr. Ndweni. We finish it with him and then he takes the rest. So Mr. Ndweni, in brief, you know, before you just take a rest. In brief, what do you think should be the solution to what is going on in Zimbabwe?
Right. I think this is a song that has been singing, Gibbs. The government cannot be borrowing money from wherever they got the money, $500 million, to fund fuel just burning the cars. I mean, to fight the fuel crisis. I mean, it's not sustainable. And actually, this is burdening abantwana abazelwe, children right now being burdened by the debt. Because someone has to pay for this debt that we are making every day. So I think the government must allow the private players to bring in fuel from whatever they want. Not to fund the fuel. Of course, it's an essential commodity for the country to have to run, but I think it must open for other people to bring in fuel. That's number one. Number two, the government must deal with the current issue. We cannot, even if they put this money, as long as people are still being paid, RTGS. I was talking to someone yesterday, they were saying, Mike, I'm earning $320 a bond, which is now less than $50. You get what I mean? So what do you do with that money? The rent, they're supposed to pay rent for a room, you are paying around $30 per room in the township. You understand what I mean? So the government must address the current issue, and I think it must do away with the bond and maybe adopt even a run. I think that's what it is still for now. But I think the government must deal with the current issue now and also allow players to bring in fuel. And let's borrow money and fund the productive sector. We cannot borrow money and just purchase things, just to make things happen. Well, I think what's happening now gives us this. Just a few hours ago, I saw a statement, I think, on the ZPC friendly that the government has slashed down the ZUPCO bus fares. Right? How are they going to fund the price slash? It's a positive move that are in the positive, people are already suffering, but how are they going to sustain that? Where is the money coming from? If you are taking this money from whatever are getting it, subsidizing people, and there's no productivity that we're talking about. You know what I mean? So we are going to have a kind of a short-term interventions that are not sustainable, and we'll keep on moving, making a fake and not progressing as a country. So I think we need to be very serious, deal with this current issue, fight the public sector, and then, at least for now, intermediate, let's allow private players to bring in fuel from outside. So for me, those was my take, I mean, to deal with the current crisis. Because I hear Mr. Kaule saying that, by the way, Mr. Kaule is my former teacher in Malanda Primary School. Maybe he has forgotten me. I think people have been patient enough. People have been patient, Mr. Kaule. I think this government has been there since 20 November 2017. You know what I mean? Well, this is now almost 2 years, and they are saying people should be patient. And their lives are going back and back, and the young people their lives are doomed now, as you are speaking. And we are saying people should be patient.
We have another caller.
Until when?
Thank you so much.
People are talking about children, people dying in hospitals.
Thank you so much.
People are dying in the hospitals. I think the government must actually make drastic measures and deal with this crisis once and for all. It is to see about.
Thank you, Dwayne. You can now take a rest. Thank you so much for having joined us tonight. Papa Ndwene, I think we've got Masimba
Kuchera. Yes, tinawa Masimba Kuchera vati joina parunare, pamwechete nemwe mutereri, vamasimba Kuchera tinogamuchira asi, vamangobata timozo kune mutereri ari parunare, ane kanguva akabata. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, makadi.
Ndinofara hangu ndatenda zvikuru kuti pomukana unditaure zvandofunga.
Zvita ndiani?
Ndinonzi Adonzi.
Adonzi.
Yebo.
Alright, taurai zvenyu vaAdonzi.
Ya, mukoma muza sinya ipa Zimbabwe apa yakutongoti sota nekuti tikurarama tiri matambudziko nguva dzese. Nyaya yezvikwereti nyika hurumende isararamire zvikwereti kunge chirema kana kuti bofu kana kuti anhu munhu asingakwanisi kuzvibatsira. Vaurume vanga vangogarisa mitemo ya vakanga vakanganiswa kutanga nguva yavo Mugabe vakagarisa mitemo iyi nesei in investment policy nenyaya dzavo dziya dzekuti zvanzi izvo chii indigenization chiichichi hazvina kuipa but maitirwo azvo ndovanodzinga chii vanhu vane mari dzavo iye zvimwe izvi zvikwereti zviri kutorwa izvika idambudziko redu isusu mangwana anozodzora zvikwereti ndiani vamutuli ngube ngavaone kuti vanhu vavakajoina vezani kwavakabva kure vakatikoromorera zvikwereteka zvichatambudza nyika kuzvibhadhara zvikwerete izvozvo ngavagadzise mitemo waro wokuti vanhu vauye vaite mabhizinesi muzimbabwe ndotiri mushonga uripo pazimbabwe apa hatingati isusu ka tirarame muzvikwerete nguva dzinenge vanhu vasikunge zvirema zimbabwe isi chirema zimbabwe kuti professionals of all kinds handivazviona saka ivo ka ndiwo vakaondonga zvino kana yangozi yezanu PF irwitika yatura matiri manje yangozi yezvinhu zvakaitika zvakakanganisika zvakawanda mwari kwangu vachiregerera kumana kana zvikwereti zvakaita navai auzanye chikwereti
aiwa
kana vakundikana tosarenda
tapazwa baba thank you so much
aiwa gaulavo gavaone kuti hapana nguva yodiwa apa there's no time we don't talk of trial of an era inyika yatinayo Zimbabwe handidi zvikuedzwa toata zvinofamba panguva yazvinofamba zvichifamba vadzidzi gaure ngavataurise munhu akadzidza chaizvo hapana nguva yodiwa for 40 years 30 something years
muri kupona muri kupi mukoma adhonzi
ndiri kuSA ngoma takatobva kumusha kuti mushaya mabasa achibona
vamaenda kusouth africa
tiitawo zvimwe zvinhu kumusha tiri kutya kuti mabhondi
ndizvozvo
aifazona
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru thank you so much for joining us regai tinzwe kuti vadare vedu vanotichi nezvamataura
zvakanaka tenda zvikuru ngoma nekuti pa mukanzi
thank you so much he's saying the situation back home is now is now desperate you know yeah. We cannot continue tolerating that he says the government is borrowing too much and I think he warned the minister Mthuli Ncube to find remedies for the problems that the country is facing instead of trying to fix things by borrowing. Yes,
says
you
Ngozi.
End up like having Ngozi.
Yeah.
So, yes, so you can welcome Mr. Masimba Luchera.
Yes. Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Kuchera?
Yes. Hello.
Kunjani baba? So, Mr. Kuchera, we see that Zimbabwe has secured 500 million from somewhere. Where did they get this money from?
Well, they just say that they got the money from international banks. Now, we know that now there is this 500 million, which is the put into the banking sector, hoping to stabilize the interbank market. We now our problem is I think is threefold. Number one, we do not know where this money is coming from. Number two, we do not know under what conditions did we get this money, which is the key. But number three, we also do not know the mechanics of how this money will be distributed. I think this is the challenge that we have. We do not have a transparent government, and it didn't start now. It's been the nature of our government. The government does not want to reveal these things. But I think it's important for the nation to know some of these details for several reasons. Number one, some of these bits, as of now, we still we inherited debts from Ian Smith when he was borrowing, when he was under sanction. He also was borrowing, and we inherited some of those debts. Some of the debts are also recklessness and poor prioritization and poor choice-making by this government.
And I guess they were supposed to get parliamentary approval, right?
This is what Section 300 and Section 301 of the Constitution says, that there needs parliamentary approval. You remember that when the Defense College was being built, this is the only time Parliament approved the debt because the Chinese wanted that to be approved by Parliament in conforming with the Constitution. This is what should happen. Parliament must know and must also be able to approve these debts, but it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, so let me say nguba bomlomo konapo sizokutwa silokhola ecingweni yokutwa lokuncube ijonga what start uncube ecingweni
yes bancube
yeah ncube kunjani baba.
Impilile tata zikandani mkhula wami.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Eh, umkhula sincube.
Yebo.
Yeah, baba, akuthi ukuthi umnothwelizwe ubona njani kona manje?
Ah, lokhu tata. Kuvele kusobala.
kusobala sibili ngoba akusela lutho kathi phele akusela ngisho zona ngugudi kuyikukhawula kwabantwana bezimbabwe sinje ikakhulu abantu abampofu mpela mpela hayi bathwele nzima bathwele nzima ngoba kulapha kwenzakala umathanda kuphelela izini abamabhizinesi sebezenzela umathanda ofuna ukwenza intengo yakhe la yenze kwakhe kwekhanda lakhe yikho lokhu futhi ukuthi uhulumende wangikhona yoloti open for business uvuleke amabhizinesi anjengalapha
so open for business ukuthi uyavuka ukhwezi intengo yempahla very open
ye ngoba kulokho kwakukuthoyo sibona kuphela ukuthi ha thina sesiyinkotha bona zindofu eziphezile zibophane ngemboko
kulungiswa njani manje Ncube
kula ngenye indlela njengoba lokho ephikaza ukubambana lokhu nokuxolelana lokho okungacaciwe vele kutho ukuthi akuyinto kwangikhona ngakuhambi singazi ngoba bona ngithi yibo abafiki bebunda bavele bakwenza ukuthi babethanda lokuthi abanathina amandebele kasikho vele sesihlalele bodwa kwasephethula ngonkulunkulu
hhayi-ke siyakuzwa mkhula ungadinelwa kusasa baba
sibonge kakhulu lathi ngapha ngiyabonga kakhulu angisela radio ngangilani njengoba ngake ngalibikeli ukuthi ngasuka ngathelwa yinto
oke njani wakwatshwa hhayi sizathi sikhulume la singaqeda namhlanje umike uzakufonela khulume
Awukuhle
baba. Siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Ncube. So Mr. Ncube is not a happy man. He says there's chaos in Zimbabwe. So maybe let's try Mr. Gaule.
And hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, also I wanted to throw this question to you. Yesterday we spoke with ZANU-PF youth secretary for commissariat that is Mr. Godfrey Senengamu. And his team, they were in Chimanimani in Manicaland, where they were warning business people who are raising prices willy-nilly that they should not take advantage of President Mnangagwa's silence on imposing price controls. And he equated that to rising against the government. Do you believe that this will work? These are threats or warnings to business people because the business people are saying what dictates the price is how they get the foreign currency to buy whatever they want.
Are you there, Mr. Kaule?
Comrades, Senengam and these other guys who were in Chimanimani, and after realizing that. These people, they are increasing prices like this madness of increasing prices. To me, it's the sabotage. And to me, it doesn't help. But it is there to maybe to create a lot of tension, commotion, and all sort of things for these other people to achieve whatever they want to achieve. So it's for the government. And remember, the party is supreme. These are members of the party who are raising that concern to say, no, government, check. Things are not okay on the ground. People are, there is sabotage. People are sabotaging all government efforts to really maybe try and control some of these prices and as we speak right now, people, prices are increasing almost every day, and there is no reason for that. And anyone is, we are all worried about that. When where are we getting to? Where are we heading to? And this is our main worry, because this will create a lot of problems for us and for our government even then. Because people, at times these people have been calling for demonstrations, blah, 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 all those sort of things, and people are putting more pressure. And these are the people with a hidden agenda. And this is exactly why these senior members of the party are worried, raising the alarm to say, government, be very careful. Things are not okay on the ground. People are now doing increasing prices willy-nilly for no good reason at all. And, today the cooking oil is $20, and for no good reason. To me, it amounts to sabotage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We have Mr. Mananda. Vamananda, lamsa ukulu kuluma kutawura kuspika.
Magadi, Nico, greeting to all Zimbabweans.
Daiva Tilofara, thank you for joining us.
How are you guys? Okay, thank you for taking my call. Quickly, and you told Angola Gareban, I think, but I'm going to and I'm going to talk with some people in the north. We can use Yakabudirira. Yamingim Tel of the economy, I got Kanak. We can use Yakapira, the Kanaka political area. I'm not saying the reporters, but I can say economy abo in Gagambomia say, what is the political, this is the Zipamba say, what is Nikaire Kabidirira. Mawana and you know, Zi Chandi Samupunta, Kuna, Daisa Punava Massimba Chief. Kutivandi Batsi Wonina, we know you. Nikaire Fambas Academy and Amidia Irimate. Nikainga famba zakadini kana namunika political instability munika musina kukatikana. Choita zvipi, what is the way forward kuti nika ifambe zvakanaka zvinoita kuti titi pari zvino nika yakufamba zvakanaka.
Okay, regaiti dzeva kuchera.
Zvine chikonzero chokuti ndinofunga kuti muZimbabwe maita magraduate anosvika.
One fungiro mumwe media inokwanisa ngeti inobvumidzwa kuti tinge tichiona zvakasiyana siyana hapana chinhu chakashata pazvinhu zvakadaro even mapolitical parties anofanira kuonawo mionero yavo yakasiyana siyana mukaenda kune dzimwe nyika mukaenda paSouth Africa apa vamalema vanenge vachiita zvavo vatera lekota vakamboitawo political party yavo varamaposa vanenge vachiitawo zvavo zvifamba zvakadaro vamaimani vachiita zvavo media imwe ichitaurawo vamwe vaitotaurawo nezve inonzi state capture kuSouth Africa tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika muno muAfrica muchaona kuti media inenge ichidini ine mafungiro akasiyana. Hatifani kumanikidzana kuita mafungiro mamwe chete hazvimbozi zvakaita inini nemi tinokwanisa kunge tiri mukoma nemunin'ina but hatikwanisi kufunga zvakasiyana. That's number one. Number two, ndinoona kunge dambudziko redu rimwe ratinoita nderevanhu ava vepolitics. Vanhu vepolitics vanenge vachida kuti isusu tinge tisingafarirani tinge tisingawirirani tichingonongedzana uroyi nepamwe pangada kuti panokwanisa kuti pataurirane zvinhu zvichifambira mberi. Handifungi kuti pane vanhu vanoda kuti nyika yavo igare ichitambudzika. Vanhu vese vanongada kuti nyika yavo iendere mberi.
Thank you.
So whenever we have a problem, tikada kuti ndinhingadai, tinoitawo dambudziko kuti problem yacho inonoka kupera.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Mm-hmm. I think, Mr. Mananda, you were answered there by Mr. Kuchera. He was asking what a stable economy is in a country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Mr. Kuchera was explaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also he pointed out that there is too much negative reporting from the media in Zimbabwe, which he thinks is not fatal for the country to progress economically. Mm. Yeah.
Did include some of the state-controlled papers?
I'm not sure.
let's just read what people are saying on Facebook.
Usipni
Luandle Mluli Uti, the government doesn't have a clue anymore about, you know, what they're doing. They should simply dissolve and let other people do the job for them. If they are now destroying the transport system, how do they think people will enter into that kind of a business? So Zimbabwe is open for business? Then we've got Umusa Masbogo, Uti Bantuka Uli, Gastel Uti, Ukulmela Banivele. yesa kuzwa kakhulu konapho uTekane Hlabangani uthi ngicela ubuze uMr Gawule ukuthi the minister Mthuli Ncube get parliamentary approval to get that loan of 500 million. Then we've got Sydney again. He says they must reduce the army budget and reduce ministers. Maybe that is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then Busani Mbusontini says a single currency is the only option, US dollar or rand.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Wallace Wesley, who says the rand is actually working in Lesotho. The rand is also working in Swaziland and is working very well, even in South Africa, where it originates from.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Zimbabwe?
That's
those
a
are big
question.
Questions.
Yes, we also have Pashona Facebook page, Edu Gibbs, Tina Lois Magudu, Anzi Jakao Mashua, then Sara Mazengera, Anzi Nyikango Imamvembe, Vakanga Vashuona Vamafumo, Ndafunga Waruta Rakambo Kamkanya, Thomas Mafumo, Kekuti Nyikango Imamvembe, Tina Andizwe Ndimai, Ndimushare Edith Gara, Anzi Shirikui Chikamunyika, Jakafana Nukuti Nyika, Aina Arikui Tungamira, amadzimai nasa ane chiki dzokunyora ndatanga nava mai kana kuti muzvare Louis Magudu tikaverenga muzvare kana kuti mai Sara Mazengera tikaverenga mai Edith Gara iye zvine zvipana mai kana muzvare Tandwe Gumbo anzilichona njani Mahlale Zulu watching from Johannesburg then tina mukoma Ray Makolo anzi chaora chini icho then Boas Bomero anzi kurwira masimba kwaura yenyika mukoma Nicodemus Matariro anzi Mr. Gawule zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengeswa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari anozvigan dzokorore Mr. Gawule zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengwa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari chaiyo kwete edu awo ma RTGS then mukoma Boas vadzoka zvakare vachiti kurira dumbu noti vanhu kwete vari kuti hakuna kuti mungoda kuzvigutsa dumbu renyu musingagutseva veruchinje. Those are some of the views from our followers vari kuti tevera vari pashona Facebook page yedu.
So baba Gawule uyeza vantu vakhuluma kona mpake abanye bati uhulumende usengani sehlulekile kube labanye abakhuluma sibili ukuthi katimali lena le ivele ivele ngapi kambe uhulumende nxa ukuthi ingacabanga nje kuphela songani kulobu zima uyamuza sithi 500 million siyakwazi kwenzakala ngeminyaka leyo edlulayo ungabuya kunye futhi 500 million abantu bathi kuhamba njani Gawule
ye ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu sisuka ukuvele phakathi kwelizwe kulohlupho oludala olwavela emuva olilo solukhona olusifaka phakathi komumo nalo ukuthi lanxa sokusenziwa ye nangule ndlala ekhaya wabuya hambe ezingela abuyele mina abibeke laphana abantwana badle abanye bangali buza ukuthi lithethe ngaphi kumbuli ulitshontshile kumbuli ibambe ngeyelo ukuze ngumbuli mhlawumbe wathiya kumbukhiphe komunye but okusalayo ukuthi thine sikukhangelela lapha sile ndlala kade sekhaya la indlala leyi uminista uyasincedisa ukuthi izinto zingami siyeloku sihamba silungiswa okunye khona sihamba asilani imali yethu elizweni lethu imali yethu uhlupho esilalo kakhulu ukuthi asilayo imali eqondana lathi engeyethu elizwe lethu ngawukuthi sile mali zabanye abantu ezisuka zikhitshwe ngabanye abantu ngamasaka labanye abathize laba abanye singesebaqambe abanye bathize abazozisebenza lapha phakathi kwezi bazoyi-investa kodwa bethatha imali zanaphinde bebuyele lazo silohlupho olukhulu olunjengalolu kathesi ungakhangela kathesi abantu babo babhiza babhena izimali bayenzani bayabhena ama-r t g s lanala linye ama-ecocase lani lanlani into ezinjengazenezo ezidalele ukuthi ezisuyelana nekukhweza kwama-prizes lani 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 izinto ezonke ezimele ukuthi uhulumende angenele azilungisise zenezo izinto ezinjengazenezo yikho abantu bekhala
yes abakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho so i-citing some ills, you know, in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Say some people are burning money and all those kind of things. And so the government should actually monitor and punish some of these people.
Those
so,
are what we have been hearing
for years now.
For
years.
And,
yes, Dr. Gislo Mzingwane, come on. Baba Mzingwane, Ujani? Mzingwane, Sabon?
Yebo, Nyalizova.
Ye, Ujani Mzingwane.
I believe.
Nankum no, to Uzima Mzingwane. Lambda want to spend 1.5 minutes. Uba Kulma Officer. Kusela kuba
hayi lapha nje thina singakhala sithi i-government ebusayo njani nani but yona vele i-government leyi ayinasiziko yabantu kube kuyayenza nje baphume nje bonke uqale kata ngoba ngaze sithi government ayenze lokhu yona le ebusayo akukho lokukodwa abangakwenzela abantu ngitho ngaphandle kokuthi bona bazenzele okwabo bakholise bona bodwa imali leyi abayifakayo yona eyingabaphepha yabo kwenze ukuthi bona badle bazidlele imali zamanye amazwe bazihambele abafuna khona abananhliziyo zabantu beinasinayo igamene sifana nanje labantu bezintandane
singathi po manje beke baphonga uphuma phela uzokuthiwa kuphule kuhle usephumile kulungiswa njani khona manje lokho kuhluphayo lokho
kumele abantu babambane bazame ukuthi bona bona bayikhiphe ngokubambana nje kuhle iphume yona igavumenti
wena vele ujaya khona pho ukuthi uhulumente kashaye phansi
hayi kashaye phansi uhulumente kambe kunyeka lokhu li-intana nje kwefana naphelela ukuthi bukona ukhiphe idonke ufake ibhisa ukuthi hayi uzaba ngcono ukhiphe njalo ukubisela idonke futhi ukhiphe libhisa ukuthi uzaba ngcono khonapho akula nto iyaba ngcono
aha so po manje khonapho linaliphila njani lapho khona mzungwane
hayi kuhlungu nje siyakhangela lapha nalapha sinalo akula nto ekhona vele akula dizili akula petrol akulani kulayiniwe sokuyinto nje eyidayelelwa nxa ubona ilayini emagarajini sokukanti ayinto vele kumele vele sithile njalo sokukanti ayipendle but into ebuhlungu kakhulu kodwa nje asiyiyenzele nxakhona ukuthi kokona sebenza ngezimoto ukuthi khona sihambe ngemoo siyesebenza asiyi kusebenza ngenxa yokuthi ifiyoli asilayo
ye mathodo kodwa kuthiwa izupuko phela siyehliswe ukuthi nxa uhamba ngayo kuzokwehlisa ukuthi kube yimalini nxakade kuyi-$2 sokuyidola
sangiye usisize ngalutho bona kabasinike imisebenzi sisebenze bayehlise izinto zikhwele ngendlela eqondile bengasiye ngezwidi njengabantwana ukuthi khona bayehlise uzupu asilandawo lo zupu amany yeza uzupu ye ngikho siphila kona
hhayi siyakuzwa mzingwane siwile hayi ungathina lokusasa baba sibongile kakhulu
yabonga
yeah so Mr. Mzingwane is a very angry man. He says the government has failed to live up to expectations and so they should go. He says when a man has to go, a man has to go. And people must get together and push the government out. So because he says they have failed literally, that's what he said.
Regarding kuna vakuchera 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 tanga tichitaura nevanokwira mabhazi vari kutambira zvakanyanya nemufaro nemaoko maviri danho ratorwa nehurumende rekudimura mari dzekuripira iri nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana 50% reduction yemafares kuzupukoko asi vamwewo mukati mwemuwane mubvunzo wekuti kana bhazi ranga richiita $2 zvichienderana nemutengo wepeturu nezvinodiwa nemunhu kuti bhazi ringe richifamba makadzi nemari dimura nezvikamu 50% ndiani anenge achizoisa imwe mari iri kudiwapo
ngati takangana kuti taimbova nawo mazupuko ngatibvunze kuti chii chakakonzera kuti mazupuko aende kuye ava vemakombi takazozvigadzirisa here paakudzoka mazupuko manyowani aya nekuti tichaita dambudziko ratakaita pekutanga ramboita kuti mazupuko aya adini aende nyaya iripo chaye chaye ndeinyaya nhatu chekutanga ndechekuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda chero purezidendi vakazobvumawo izvozvo kuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda muhurumende nemuprivate sector machona ndo panofanira kubatwa ipapo kuti ikonomi yedu inge ichikwanisa kufamba chechipiri handiwirirani hangu navagaule vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti isusu tinofanira kuita mari yedu one of the stabilizing factors dzemari kana munayo inyaya yeconfidence kuti vanhu vanenge vane confidence here mumari yatona chero mukavamanikidza kuti taane dollar remuzimbabwe kana vasina confidence vasina chivimbo nemari iyoyo vasingakwanisi kutemba nayo mari iyoyo inoita futi dambudziko
right taurai chechitatu tine muteereri ari parunhare chingotaurai the third one tombokubatisai
right the third one ndekuti isusu ngatidini ngationesane pamwe kwete kuti tovharirana panze kana taakuita zvinhu zvekupanana maidea
thank you so much vakuchara rambai muri parunhare ndaziva kuti tine muteereri tina mukoma Donald Mamboma mukoma Mamboma maswera sei
mukoma Jibs maswera sei uyu mukoma
Aiwa mkoma Gibbs wa square and jini nasi Gibbs ndilo tenda. Itipei punga zesha.
Mjabo mpoi.
Thank you mkoma wangu. Ndiona sa kuti urumende edu ya hii nungo vimbisa zinda. Sinda kwa nchukumbo ita. Ndiyo mromo sinda kari gure bishu. Nukuti ya kambo tinda wabadala warungu warimi wachena wakati kwa mprasa. Atinanga taka atinanga na wanu wataka waka zinda kwa badala. Iyo urumende ya hii namari. Kashanti chewa waspa namari. Panashanda panishandira yeso nati akuta vazvizvimwe zvizvo kuti basa mari akati iyo mari yacho musina munyika saka zvinoshanda kuti zvinhu zvinovimbika zvirimbo inenge yadhakwa neko ine vari vasvipei chete kuti here kana vanhu vasvipei
asi ndofunga vano
vanotaura zvinopesana nezvavano nezvirimo mponeka zviri paground
asi ndofunga vanenge varombo
vanotaura kana nyimai
vanenge varombotaura vanhu kuti like ipapa tinonzwa kuti vawana mari 500 1000 ndiri kutaurwa iyi kubva kunze saka mungazoti hamuzive kuti mari iri kubva kupi sei
kana vaiwana kubva kunze saka ndiada kubhadharisa varungu vachena varungu vakatirwa mapurasi here
aiwa iyi yakanangana vakatotaura specifically kuti iri kuiswa kumabhanga kuti vanhu vanenge vaida kuzowana mari yekushandisa kutenga mishonga kutenga mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vawane nereti irenge iripo pamusika iyoyo saiba dimura izvinyindisa kudyirai nguva pedza itingoti gana kuti kwakuwadza kunguru.
Ndiona sekuti hangu haide yanga yasira pama private companies aite munyo basa rana fiwo vasiyana nezvizvinhu zvavo. Mubata bata pose pose ngavarege zvokungodzamba pose pose. Ndokuti nyika iende mberi. Vape ma private companies. Ngavaite zvizvinhu ma private ma NGO ma parasita vasingabatsira ngava matengesi kuma private companies. Pane panoramba vakangozvichita zvinhu zvasingakwanisi ngavarege. Kuzina mageta hakuna geta yeye ngai private so ite private ite partnership na one from the private company yako na ngodi zeta yeye gamika sababu tayari ngao pe oma mamani ki ma independent power producer aite basi mageta yeye kum
apana
sasa yano kwenye sabita wimbe kuzina ufa mara ino vaku shida kandi adau baadhi ya rongo futi wari kushiko
thank you so much mkuu mama mboma.
Alright mkuu.
Morara zakanaka is bitter. He says that. Government is full of empty promises, and he also touched on the issue of the fuel industry. He says that it also must allow private players.
Yeah.
I think the government is dabbling into too much pots.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there, here and there, here and there.
Yeah. So, Ubaba Kaule ungu businessman.
Yes.
So, Ubaba Kaule ungu soma business civil. Nga kutu utengisa umentis. Asatu umentis. Kumbe siti singwa. Utengisa njani. Civil kuti kutino suzi profit kula. Sige siku uze Baba Kaule. Usa kwenye tungwa ni Baba Kaule. Mwazani asamuzo kutile lapa. Sina asu kamba jani. Baba Kaule kwenye tungwa ni? Ye mwazani kutungwa laki. What is school me labantu?
Ye rigaiti mwazwa utipana. Tuna mkoma trust chipanga. Anzi Mr. Gaule no facts. Where is foreign currency to stabilize the prices? Then mkoma Augustine Mawodzwa. South Africa ine democracy vamasimba kuchera zvasiyana nezvedu kuZimbabwe kunoraiva vanhu nekuti avhotera bato rinopikisa zvakana mukoma koti mpemi zvino zvakamira sei munyika then Leonard Mutenda Zimbabwe yedu yaora then Mr. Nicodemus Matariro Mr. Gaule Zimbabwe economy is not command economy ndo mangwe mashoko atina weiwaya.
Yes, lo mtutu zisibanda lapha ke ku Facebook yetu ku VOA Indebele lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sile VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya ke i VOA Indebele le VOA Shona xa lingena ma Facebook page zona lawo. Imtutu zisibanda uthi we need a true leader akusela ngokukheli kwele Zimbabwe. Usikhumbuze umlalazi uthi sesikhona dube lati sitikini kuzobuya ke umthandeni Mqondo Sithibale uthi Gaule is not worried at all. He is good at protecting ZANU-PF people. Then Tekana Hlabangane uthi my way, umananda sependukile njalo. So, wehla umkhosi womananda. Manana nga ulalele kulapho, ngena ku Facebook umpendulo baba lapho. Uphinde bese ukukhuluma ngokuthi kumele uGaule acasise sibili abantwini ukuthi imali ivele ihamba njani. Kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi vele kuyinokukhambayo. Kuzobuya ke uBusani Mbuso Ntini ukuthi so Gaule uyavuma ukuthi ZANU-PF isiyehlulekile. How can a government fail to have its own currency and let alone have people printing those RTGSs? Yes, Dr. Slom Laleli.
No, Mr. Gaule is back.
Yeah, Gaule, Dr. Sepenwil. So, Baba Gaule, Naskangele, Sipil Konko, Owens Gala, Rokunyo, Abantu. Po, ilizwe liya ngapi, Baba Gaule?
Ilizwe liya pambili. Owaka tefe, abuwele, muva, vya sechezwa. Konoko, sikuluma ngako, inshupo zonke, venezo, zitegana lelizwe. Ikuti nti ya kala, vele kakulu, kibzeko, na ukulumende, wa amele akine ngayo nende part SF me esabu pasayo eku conference eka no ngo December kumnyako phelileyo sathi thina akulushe I corruption njenge party ikhulumende lomlando ukuthi entweni zonke eziba ngumgoqo omnengi I corruption into yokuqala emeli lishe kakhulu I corruption ngoba kungcolile indawo yonke la nge corruption bithi kukhulumende la mu private sector konke ama departments of government akakhulumende la ku private sector konke kubolile abantu bayantshontsha amasela agcwele elizwe ngeke lihambe liye phambili ngokusela obukhona lo ngokuganga okukhona phakathi kwekhulumende
Kodwa kwenzakala yini umuntu angabotshwa uyangena yini entolongweni?
Umuntu upresident uthena ekhuluma lo minister okhangela ngezomthetho elizweni uthi ama cases e corruption akambe phambili abantu babotshwe ababotshwe abantu kupresident utsho njalo elingakhona kupresident uthi abantu kababotshwe yikuthi nje ayisuke upresident kazenzeli kodwa kulabantu bamenzelayo umsebenzi phansi la yiloba angane umsebenzi bayawuyekethisa but upresident ufaka ilokhu zeli kakhulu ukuthi amandla ukuthi akulwishe kakhulu i-corruption ukuze into zonke zihambe
ye siyawuza kakhulu-ke so Mr. Gaule is talking about corruption he says that's one of the most common ills in Zimbabwe so and the president is always talking about it so ask the question is he fighting it he says yeah they're trying but they're not implementing it
yeah that's I so, think fighting and implementing they're two different things.
Yeah that's right yes so let's go to Mr. Kuchera if you can
Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera yes danu irire hurumende ore kuti mari inenge ichizo yanga ichishandiswa nevanotenga mafuta yanga iri pa 1:1 vakutenga nemari inenge iri pamusika nguva iyo munoona kuti danho rakanaka here rinobatsira nenzira dzipi
kana mari iri ikoko kunge rinobatsira kuti mitengo inge ichikatsatsa inge isingarambe ichipira chaneta nje kuti mari inodiwa kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda eforeign currency rangarirai kuti tinotenga zvinhu zvakawanda kudarika zvatori tengesa saa tinoshandisa foreign currency yakawanda chero matoothpick tinotenga zvinoda kuti mukatoita wakabusiness kenyu kekutitengesera matoothpick tinotenga dambudziko ndiro iroro rekuti mari yatinoshandisa yakawandisa saka ikawanikwa kubhengi nemari yakatiererei zvinoita kuti mitengo inge isingarambi ichikwira
chikwira aiwa tinotenda vakuchera paita muteereri ari parunhare
ye kulo mageza siyavonga kukuru jonga mageza kunjani
ai siyaphila
ye mageza sibili 30 seconds siyaphila kakhulu 30 seconds chova kolombo mageza yeuhluqede
ye mina ngithi ngabe ave zanu-chief bayabona udubo olukhona ngabe bayahlangana lo muntu okufuze behlangane laye le i-NDC kaChamisa ngoba isikhathi esidlulile lapha kugubu ade kukhona uthwangrayo esaphila bahlangana izinto zabarayit nakathesi nje loko ngalokho kuzanywa bangazami
kulaninakungalunga ngokutsho kwakho ye isikhathi tu manje mageza siyakungenisa ngesikhathi esilandelayo sorry we're out of time and we have to leave it there we think our guests this evening Mr. Pilif Gaule of ZANU PF then we had Mr. Michael Ndweni who is a vendors leader and is also a political and economic commentator we also had Mr. Masimba Kuchera who is an economic commentator based in Harare signing off is Kip Stube in Washington DC hoping that we are going to meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk next time
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Chitenda Vose, Vakwansa Kupinda Mchirongwa, Mara Zakanaka. Thank you.